to the Motivational Trainer, everyone. And today's topic is going to be, there's two places you can't live. You can't live in your head and you can't live in your bed if you're going to gain some momentum and start your movement. So before we get started, let's give me a 5-star rating. Ratings always help folks find the podcast a little easier. Leave me a review. I'm always looking for feedback. And subscribe. Subscribe is hands off. You know, as soon as you just hit that subscribe button, anytime I upload a podcast, which I do daily, it'll be put right in your queue. So let's get right into it, guys. You cannot live in your bed and you cannot live in your head if you're going to gain momentum and start your movement. What does that mean? Well, those are two places that you just can't be. We'll start with the first. You know, if you're in your head, which is the majority of people's problem, you know, you're always going to have that doubt. You're always going to have the naysayers letting you know why you can't do it. And you're your worst critic. You know, and unfortunately, what has happened is through past experiences that you cannot necessarily control as you're growing up, what you're being told by institutions, people in your life that aren't necessarily positive people, whether it's family or friends, have given you this preconceived notion that what you're doing right now is as good as it's going to get and the way it's supposed to be. And that's not the case. The ones who live the life that they want to live, the ones who think outside the box to go achieve what necessarily wasn't given to them in life, those are the ones who have the life that they want. And they have always all been where you're at right now. Everybody who's ever achieved anything great, anybody who's ever achieved anything, whether good or bad, has had to make decisions and step outside their comfort zone. It's the ones that do that fail, you know, sometimes, but at a certain point in time, they learn from those failures and they don't look at it as failures, and it gives them the leverage they need to build off of those failures to be ultimately successful. Time's going to go by regardless. So unless you're working towards your movement, towards your and gaining momentum to go there and do it consistently, then you're never going to be there. So staying in your head is going to keep you in that place. The internal voices, the community, the news, people that you interact with in general are not giving you the feedback you need to be successful. Most of that messaging is stay the norm, filled with doubt. This is why you can't do this. So that's why, you know, being a part of the Momentum Trainer, we're going to feed your mind with positive energy. We're going to let you know on a daily basis that you can achieve what you want to achieve. Sometimes it takes time, but that's okay. Time's going to go by regardless. The second part of that is you can't live in your bed. So you can't live in your head. You can't live in your bed. Living in your bed means you're going to have to put in the work. You know, life doesn't come easy or given to most people. And if it does, is that really the future that you want? A future that was given to you? Or do you want to create your own future? What comes with that is, you know, doing work. You know, you cannot sleep 12 hours a day, go to an 8-hour job. That's 20 hours of your day right there spent. So you have to, for a small period of time, and it doesn't have to be forever. It's great if you can operate on less sleep, but it's just a metaphor. You know, you can't have that procrastinating downtime. You know, you can't sleep in and go to bed early. You know, and that's the great thing about the Momentum Trainer program is what we do is we skew around your strengths. So if you are somebody who needs to go to bed a little earlier, then we get up a little earlier. If you're somebody who does better work later in the evening, then yeah, we stay up a little later to get that work done, but we don't sleep in the next morning. We get up on a normal schedule, and we can put things in place, and we do put things in place to ensure that happens so we can maximize the outcomes that you're looking for. So you can't have your cake and eat it too, always. You can, once you get to the point that the place you need to be, but that does not happen in the beginning. What happens in the beginning is hard work, sacrificing little things, and I'm not talking about drastic changes. I'm talking about skewing your current schedule around your strengths. So that's where we're gonna go. So if you like what you're hearing, please get on my calendar. I'd like to discuss that a little more with you guys. If you don't, that's fine too. Maybe you're just not ready. But someday when you look back and you look at the time that has passed, I believe, it is my belief, that at some point everybody looks back and wants to do it a little differently if they haven't taken the risks. So we're going to take a little risk, but they're going to be calculated risks, guys. And we're going to do it together. So get on my calendar. I'd love to discuss in a little more detail how we can make it work for you. And we're going to make it a great day today, guys. All right. Have a good one.